paragraph hey. V'zeh b'chinas aseres yemei tshuva. With this, we could also understand the concept of the aseres yemei tshuva. May Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. Shehem gam kein keneged asora madregos shel nevuah shemamshich maaz may Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. They also correspond to the 10 levels of prophecy that we draw on ourselves from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. She'ozu Kabbalah Satoira. Yom Kippur is a day of Kabbalah Satoira. Ki hu yoim shenitnu boi luchoi shniyois. That's the day on which we receive the second set of luchois. Shaydei zeh zoichim asur minaginim kanal. And we know that when there's a Matan Torah, through the Aseres Hadibrois, we're zoichim to the 10 levels of Negina, the 10 levels of Nevuah. V'oz b'yom kippurim hu ananim kolim. And on Yom Kippur is when the clouds are eliminated. Shehem ho avoinois shenim shechu mizum asanochosh. The clouds which symbolize the sins that came from the zum asanochosh. Ki oz hu mechilas avoinois. Yom Kippur is a time when our sins are forgiven. Bechinas mochisi ko'ov psho'echo. I have erased your sins like the clouds. And after Yom Kippur was zeichet to sukkos, shem b'chinas anane kovoid hakdoishim. Those bad clouds, those dark clouds of sin, are replaced on sukkos with holy clouds. B'chinas ukvoid Hashem nireh bonon. The honor of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, is seen through the cloud. Kines hapech mi'ananam anal shem b'chinas shem kol minei choyshech shehichshich ves oir hakdusha umonu mi'ispalel b'chinas sakoy sebon loch mi'avor tefila nishapech v'nase sukoy shem b'chinas ananei kovoy b'chinas uchvoid Hashem nireh bonon. Because what happens is, from those original clouds, which symbolize all kinds of darkness, which darken the light of the Kedusha, and black our tefillos, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Sakoisa be'anon loch me'avor tefila. Hashem, you blocked our prayers with a cloud. You put up a partition not to let our prayers get through. And now that gets changed to Sukkos. Shehu b'chinas anane kovoid, which represents clouds of the honor of Hashem. B'chinas uchvoid Hashem nira ba'onon. She'elu hu anane kovoid shoimrem oisonu meginim aleinu. These clouds watch over us and protect us. Shelo yiskalkel oid haruach nevuah nimshach mi'akovoid. So that the spirit of prophecy which comes from the kovoid of Hashem should not get messed up again. Kama shekosu shem, as the Pasuk says, Shelo yuchal lehiskalkel al yidei ho'erev rav shem yisitrod amolek. So that the erev rav who draw from the amolek shouldn't be able to mess things up again. Ki hasukos shem anane kovoid moginim aleinu. The sukkos protect us. Ki anane kovoid machnien haklipos amolek. Because we know that the anane kovoid are a special force to defeat amolek. Kama shekosu bezoyer hakodesh al posuk vayishma haknani melech arod shehu amolek she'ein shlitosoi rak kishnestalken chas v'shalom anani hakovoid. The Torah says that when Aharon HaKoyen passed away, we know that the clouds, the anani hakovoid, were in the schus of Aharon HaKoyen. The Gemara says that there were three special gifts that the Jews had in the desert that were in the merit of three special tzaddikim. The be'er, the special miracle well of water, was in the schus of Miriam. The mon was in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the anani hakovoid, the special clouds, were in the schus of Aharon HaKoyen. There's a pasuk, ki be'onon niro Hashem aleichem, that Hashem revealed himself to us in an onon. The word niro, nun rei shalaf hei, is the letters Aharon. The ananim are in the schus of Aharon HaKoyen. So the Torah says that when the Knani, Melech Arod, heard that Aharon HaKoyen passed away, and the Gemara says that Arod here refers to Amalek, whose power is when those clouds disappear. When Aharon HaKoyen passed away, those clouds moved away from Klal Yisrael. That's when they became once again vulnerable to Amalek. Aval besukois oz meginim aleinu anani hakovoid miklipos Amalek. Whereas on Sukkos, the anani hakovoid protect us from the klip of Amalek, shu ikar zuam asanochosh, b'chinas erev rav. That's when we're zoche to complete the process of drawing the Ruach HaNavua, Shehu Gmar HaTorah. That's when we're zoche to complete the Torah, Shanu Oiskim Ligmor as Besoiv Sukkos, which we complete at the end of Sukkos, on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. And the main thing is to draw that special coil, that song, from which all joys come from. That's why Sukkos is called Zman Simchaseinu. And we're doing all of this to be zoiche, to produce and reveal the voice of that true Moichiach, the one who knows how to reprimand properly. The tzaddik who has the ability through his reprimand to turn around all of our sins to merits, to help us bizocha to do tshuva me'avo, bebchinas nirdi nosan reichoi, that from our sins, from our yirida, from our fall, came forth a reach toiv. And this is why on Sukkos, on Hoshana Rabbah, we read the entire Chumash Dvorim. Ki eile hadvorim heim b'chinas toichocho shel Moshe. Because the entire Chumash Dvorim, especially beginning from the beginning, is the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shezocho lekoil hanal. He was zoche, he was the tzaddik who was zoche to this voice of knowing how to reprimand properly. Alkein hu yochel lechiach Yisrael. That's why he was qualified to be mechiach klal Yisrael. V'alkein hischel ha-sefer betoichocho. And that's why Chumash Dvorim begins with Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanding us. Kama shekosuv eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael be'ever hayardein ba'arvo ismoyo shehem divrei toichocho. That was reprimand. V'hizkir kol avoinoi sehem. Moshe Rabbeinu reminded us of all of our sins. Shehem bamidbor bo'arovo moel suf bein poron avein toifel kama shepirosh rashi shom. As Rashi HaKodesh says over there, that each one of the locations that he mentioned was a different place that we had messed up. He didn't want to spell it out. He didn't want to mention our sins openly, so he simply referred to them by location. V'siyim ha-sefer be-brocha. And Moshe Rabbeinu concludes Sefer Dvorim with a blessing. Shehu v'zois ha-brocha asher berach Moshe. Sheshibech u-berach es kol Yisroel. He praised and blessed the entire Klal Yisroel. Ki hu zocho l'koil anal. Moshe Rabbeinu was zocho to the special koil. Shaydei zeh ha-toichocha b'b'chinas chesed. Shenes hapech l'toiva v'levrocha. That coil that results in a toichocho, that's b'chinas chesed, which turns everything around to good and blessing. This is what we're involved in on Sukkos, which is the completion of the tikkun of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is the completion of the tikkun that we began on Pesach, Pesach Shavuos, leading into Aseres Yimei Tshuva, with the grand finale being on Sukkos, Shmini Aseres Simchas Torah. Which we mentioned earlier, that it would have been great, it would have been proper for the tikkun to really be completed on Shavuos, which was Kabbalah Satorah. But unfortunately, because the heir of Rav were able to mess things up, his yageya Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu struggled so hard at shechozar v'himshech hatikun b'shleimus yoyser b'arboim yom achroinim, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring about a super tikkun, a greater tikkun than he did on Shavuos with Matan Torah. He was able to bring about a greater tikkun than that at the conclusion of the last 40 days. V'o'ikar b'tishrei kanal, especially those final 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Vagmar b'sukkos, and the grand finale on Sukkos. And the main tikkun is that we have to try to accomplish all these specific tikkunim that we mentioned till we're zoche to bring forth that koil hamoichiach haroi, the voice of the one who's really qualified to reprimand. sheyuchal lohichiach es Yisrael, ulo'er reach toi v'alidei toichach toi, who's able to reprimand Klal Yisrael and awaken a good sweet smell from us through his reprimand. V'zeh mamshichin besukkos. And this is what we draw on Sukkos, she'oz lo'iskin b'sefer eila dvorim. That's why we're involved in Chumash Dvorim, Hoshan Rabbah, the whole Chumash Dvorim, which is all of the toichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Paragraph of Ki hatzadik hagodol af al pi shebegoidol koichoi shemespal atfilan al hu moitzi mea sitrachra kol hakadusha shebolo at shenasem gam gerim. Because the great tzadik, even though with his incredible power he's able to give forth that tefillah bebechinas din, where he's able to extract from the sitrachra all the kedushas that it swallowed, and even cause gerim to become the skarev, afal pikein bevadai elu agerim vabalei tshuva shemoitz miasitrachra shebolo isim tchila bevadai tzrichim adayin tikun godoil achar shiotz misham. Despite that, these gerim and balei tshuva that the tzaddik rescues from the sitrachra, they require major tikun after coming out of the sitrachra. Ki bevadai mi shehoya bein shineihem, because a person who was caught between the teeth of the sitrachra, afilu kishmoitzino isimisham, even after you get him out of there, hu tzorich refuois v'tikunim harbe, that person requires major healing, major correction. Alkein ikra tikun alidei koil hatoichochonal. That's why it requires the koil hatoichoch of the tzaddik. She moichiach oisim bekoil anal. He has to be moichiach them with that koil. Shaideze machzirom lamutov umesaknom. That's how he brings them around completely. He gets them to do a complete tshuva and to get a complete tikun. Umize bo ma shekamo miskarvim la tzadik yemes v'choizrim v'noiflim rachman olzlam. This will explain how it is that there are many people who come close to the true tzadik for a period of time and then they fall away, rachman olzlam. Ki iskarvusa mechutz mimokam shayin evloim ze b'china shebegoidol koyach hatzadik alidei tfilo yisavanal hoitzi oisam mibli asasit rachra. Because their rescue, their initial rescue, and their initial coming close to the tzaddik from where they were originally swallowed up, that's brought about through the incredible power of the tefillah of the tzaddik. By doing that, he's able to get them, to rescue them, to get them out of the bowels of the sitrachra, where they were swallowed up. Bebechinas lulei Hashem shehoyalonu, azai chayim blonu. Were it not for the help of Hashem, the sitrachra would have swallowed us up alive. And as Dovra Melech begged Hashem for this, al yoimru bilanuhu, don't let them say we swallow them up. They opened their mouths against us, they said we swallowed them. V'chein tzuakoi Dovra Melech l'Avashalom, al tivleini metzula, don't let me get swallowed up in the depths of the sea. Ukishat tzaddik begoidel koichoi moitzi oisam, and when the tzaddik through his great strength gets them out of there, shemoitzi miblias hasitrach mibein shinei hasamach mem, bevadai tzrichin adayin tikunim ufus nefesh. They harbe. These souls that have been rescued require major tikun, major healing, refus nefesh. Alkein heim daiko tzrichin lahatois oznom v'libom heitev lishmoya koil toichachtoi shel tzadik emes. Therefore, they especially, more than anybody else, have to listen carefully to the koil toichocha of the tzadik. Shezocho l'koil anal, the tzadik who is zoche to have this proper koil toichocha. Umi she'enoi roitze lahatois oznoi l'koil hakodosh. And a person who refuses to listen to the toichocha of the true tzaddik, choyzer v'noifel chas Hashem, he can fall back again. He can fall again into the hands of the sitrachra. Ki ha-sitrachra kruchim achrov tomid lachzer l'bolei chas Hashem. Because the sitrachra hasn't let go of him completely. They're still lurking and trying to chase after him again, to swallow him up again. V'yalkein achshov. And that's why, even though now it's at the end of all the tikunim, afal pikein yefsher ato lahamshich hatikun bepam echod, still We do not have the ability to accomplish the tikkun in one blow, in one shot. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, loisuchal kaloisam maher. You will not be able to eliminate your enemies quickly. It's no bing bang. V'alkein yesh chol hamoed b'sukkos ben yom rishon liyom achron. That's why we have a chol hamoed between the first days of Sukkos and the last day of Sukkos. Because even though the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on the first day of Sukkos we receive a major flow of Chesed of Hashem, shehem nimshochem mikibutz hachasodim, shenimshochem aydei birur hoemuna shenasa aydei b'chinas Kabbalah satora shomshoches ruach nevua shenimshoch b'yom hakipurim shekibalnu aluches shnias kanal, whereby this flow of Chesed comes upon us through the Birur Ho'emunah, which was accomplished again through Kabbalah Satorah, through the two Kabbalahs Satorah, on Shavuos, and then the second round on Yom Kippur, when we receive the second Luchos, where we draw this Ruach Nevuah, Bebechinas Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho. And we know this Pasuk, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho, refers to Matan Torah. The first letters of Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho spell the word Chalav, Ma'acholei Cholav, that we eat on Shavuos. Shaydezehu Chiddush Olam, whereby Matan Torah is what brings about Chiddush Olam. Shaydezeh Nesoira Kol Anigun Kanal, which is what awakens the sound of that beautiful song. Shemisham Kol Asmochos, which is the root of all Simchas. V'alkein Be'emes Hu Zman Simchosenu, and that's why Sukkos is called Zman Simchosenu. V'gamoz Chom Aleinu Hashem Yisborach, and in addition, Hashem had tremendous rachmonis on us then. V'tzivonu likach ho'arba minim hagdoshim. And he instructed us to take the dalad minim, the lulav, the esreg, the adas marois, shehim b'chinas manei kreva, which are referred to as our weapons. Lohoirois, to show, sheyesh b'yodenu koyach shel amateyoiz, that we possess the strength of that stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, that mateyoiz. Shehu b'chinas hatfilu b'chinas din shel bal koyach. We possess this tefillah b'b'china din of the Bal Koyach, shaydeze ikar nitzochin hamilchama, which is what brings about the main victory in the milchama. Va'ayin kol ze b'mokom acher. This is discussed at great length in other places in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal discusses the dalad minim.